In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello to all of you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in.
Suck it to me!
Ooh,
suck it to
is
me.
That Judy Carn?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, yeah. Suck yes. it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me. Mm-hmm. Okay, get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into the Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 1960s, when music was the greatest music of all time.
Absolutely, I totally agree. My first song is by The Kinks, written by Ray Davies and released as a single in 1965. It reached number 50 on the Billboard Top 10 in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Top 10, huh?
Yes.
50.
Enjoy till the end of the day.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I arrive.
My first song of the day is by the British group Jerry and the Pacemakers. They recorded this single in February of 1964, and it remains one of their best-known singles in 1964. It was the breakthrough single for the group, spending 12 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100, reaching number 4. Listen to Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. All the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. Don't let the sun catch you crying. We know the crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying, oh no, oh, oh, oh.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
If you're a city slicker like Ann Foster, you come from Waterloo, Iowa. You learned fast and wanted to read your newspaper in half, to order Danish, not sweet rolls, to almost like cardboard coffee. But this you do hold on to. Every woman needs to be herself at times. Your answer? Baking. Baking good, baking often with gold medal flour. Little kitchen, true. Strange oven, also true. But you feel about gold medal the way most women do. You count on gold medal. Trust it so much, you don't sift anymore. Gold medal flour is that fine, that uniform, that dependable. It gives you a feeling of confidence right down to your fingertips. What some call a white thumb. Couldn't your baking use this touch of gold medal confidence? Your white thumb?
That's right, woman. Go in the kitchen and bake something, what you were supposed to do.
Wait, that's not my thumb that's white.
Oh, that's a different finger. Then.
Different finger I'm showing you.
Oh, okay. Coming up is a protest song recorded by Barry McGuire. The song references social issues of its period, including the Vietnam War, the draft, the threat of nuclear war, the civil rights movement, turmoil in the Middle East, and the American space program.
Wow.
Boy, fun times were
Yeah. All,
wasn't it?
Mm.
Due to its controversial lyrics, some American radio stations refuse to play it. Listen closely and ask yourself if we have changed all that much in 66 years.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration when human respect is disintegrating. The
this whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
My next song was made internationally famous.
Ooh, an international hit. Wow.
By the British band Manfred Mann. It was released in 1964 and spent 2 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in October. Don't diddle around, raise the volume on your radio, and enjoy Doo-Wah-Diddy.
There she was, just walking down the street singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do,
tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
She looked good, she looked fine, she looked good, she looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do,
holding my head just as natural as can be, singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
We walk on, to my door, We walk on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
We're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Well, I'm hurt.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Well, I'm hurt.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
Oh, yeah. Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. Let's sing it. Do-wah-diddy. No?
You enjoyed that song,
I
did you?
I do.
Gets you going.
It does.
Yes, it does.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Yes, we're broadcasting from the WHRU International World Headquarters.
Really?
In Dyke Park, yes.
This is the International World Headquarters?
Yeah, this is it.
Wow.
Impressive, isn't it? I know.
No.
Anywho, speaking of anywho, coming up is a song by The Who.
Who?
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 Exactly.
The Who?
Exactly.
Who's The Who?
It was a second single from their fifth album, Who's Next?
Who?
I don't know. Who?
Who's Next?
All right.
Tell me.
That's enough of that. The song is one of their best-known recordings, and it's been covered by a lot of people. Crank it up and enjoy Behind Blue Eyes.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain and woe can show through. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. Some bad news before I laugh and act like a fool. And if I swallow anything evil, put your finger down my throat. And if I shiver, please give me a blanket. Keep me warm, let me wear your coat. Sad man behind blue eyes.
Next is a song that was recorded by Gary Lewis and the Playboys in 1966. The song reached number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100, and it was also the last of the group's 7 consecutive top 10 hits. Enjoy Green Grass.
Sunshine, while the blue summer overdue. Now it's here, we're out together, so the weatherman had better do his best to make a show and bring the sunshine out to grow the green grass round my window. Young leaves, back the wind blows.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Dust. Yes, when choosing tiny motes of microscopic crud to collect under their beds, more people opt for Dust than any other airborne irritant. Dust is great for aggravating allergies and for causing those delightful short circuits that so often ruin your home computers. Well, there's nothing better. So remember, Dust is a must from the makers of Dirt.
And I've got that in my house.
Dust is a must. Now I'm going to play a song by the English rock band, The Rolling Stones. Maybe you've heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's featured on their 1968 album, Beggar's Banquet. Called the band's most political song, Rolling Stone ranked the song as number 301 on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. I don't know about that, but remember, this was 1968. Here is Street Fighting Man.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
Mm-hmm. don't